Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. Our next Premier appears to be all but confirmed this morning, with Roger Cook the clear front-runner to take over from Mark McGowan. He's set to be elevated to the top job after receiving crucial support yesterday. Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti publicly backing Mr Cook. She's expected to serve as his deputy, while Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson has now dropped out of the race. Roger Cook to face a final vote of Labor MPs on Tuesday and will then visit the Governor. An accused teenage gunman returns to Perth Children's Court today in a bid to be released on bail. The 15-year-old allegedly fired three shots at Atlantis Beach Baptist College a week ago. His application had to be delayed yesterday as a mental health assessment wasn't finalised. First Nations families are expected to take their case to the Human Rights Commission after the AFL racism probe into Hawthorn wrapped up yesterday. Senior coaches Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and former Hawks staff member Jason Bird have been cleared by the AFL. The league now could sanction the Hawthorn in the coming week. Search continues for a missing man near Mount Magnet this morning in the state's Midwest. 72-year-old Brian Brady hasn't been seen since Saturday afternoon. And today is World No Tobacco Day, and it's looking a little different this year with vaping now in the spotlight. Addiction psychiatrist Dr. Sampath Avarapalli says it's a bad idea to try quit smoking by picking up a vape.
The long-term health effects of vaping are still uncertain. So this adds to the risk as well. Combining tobacco and vaping can also lead to a dual addiction, making it harder to quit.
In sport, the Eagles will get the first pick in today's mid-season draft, with the Victorian forward the most likely player to head west. Ryan Marrick has told Seven he's already had some discussions with recruiters.
They came to my dad's house, a couple of recruiters, maybe about a week and a half ago, and then sort of just had a follow-up meeting today, like a Zoom meeting with them, so I wanted to meet my mum.
And New South Wales and Queensland go head-to-head in State of Origin 1 tonight in Adelaide.